Hi, Justine. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, you're on with Lauren Rainbow.
Hi, Lauren.
Good morning, Justine. How can I help you today?
I am calling about an aunt.
An aunt who's passed? Okay.
Yeah.
And if you've been listening, Justine, as you know, just be open to everybody you know who's passed.
Okay.
But I have a lady who's laughing at me here. and I'm hoping this is your aunt, Justine. But would she have been kind of like an early elderly passing or later middle years, as I like to say, about
early.
Maybe 60s or so?
A little earlier than that.
Let me work with the spirit I have, Justine, in case this isn't your aunt. But I have a woman who's coming here for you. So if it's a grandmother or mother figure instead, just be with that. I want to say I'm in my 50s. If I can go a little bit younger, maybe 50s. But the woman I'm with would not be much younger than that.
50s.
I'm sorry, what?
50s.
Okay, so we're still close. And would you understand a cancer passing here?
Yes.
Yes, and something that she would have battled with about 3 or 4 years or so.
Yes.
Okay. And do you understand having perhaps a little bit of a very, very, what feels like a very brief remission or a moment? She just said, I had a glimmer of hope. Would you understand a brief moment here where she thought she might get through this?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm either in the lung, breast area, or upper body here with this?
Breast.
Yes. Okay. And I also feel like she's laughing at me, though. She had an amazing spirit, and I feel like she fought this with every ounce of her being. You understand that?
She did.
Yeah, she's so positive, so friendly here. And I feel like when she was even a healthier woman, she would have been quite a chatty lady, if you understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. She's also very simple in the way she likes comfort. I feel like, you know, simple attire, comfort. You'll dress me up if I need to, but I'd rather be more simple and at ease. Do you see that with her?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm also aware here. So is this mom's mom, mom's sister?
Yeah.
Okay, because they feel like mom needs to be acknowledged here, and she was either her or a different sister would have been quite supportive through this. Do you see that as well?
Yeah.
Okay, and would you understand a T name, like a Teresa, Terry, Tammy, Tina?
Teresa.
Thank you. And then just know that as she's sitting here, I feel like you're kind of like a daughter, though, to me in a way as well.
I am.
Like you would have been very close and supportive also?
Yeah.
Okay, and the other thing is, where's the hairdresser or stylist in the family?
Both of them,
okay.
My mom and her.
She keeps talking about doing hair and like still doing hair even when I'm struggling sometimes. You understand that?
Yeah.
Awesome. I love her. She just feels, I put her a little bit older, my love, only because I understand that the struggles with illness might have aged her a little bit, but she was a very brave woman. She also gives me the impression, though, I knew when it was my time and I made a conscious effort to kind of peacefully journey that way to spirit. Do you see this?
Yeah.
And I want to thank the entire family for supporting that journey with her and embracing and making that as comfortable as possible, including you and all the lovely ladies that were there with her.
Aww.
Okay. What an amazing spirit, my dear. I'm so happy she was able to come through for you, Justine, today. And just know that she's at peace and sending you all love.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Angel. Beautiful blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're talking to Lauren Rainbow, psychic medium Lauren Rainbow, who will be at Vinegar Hill Music Theater on Thursday night.
Blake and Eva in the morning.